I like to find some softwood to grind, but any old kind will do. We eat wood in my neighborhood, so check out the termite chew. Chomp, 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 a chomp, chomp, chomp.
I have no idea where he finds these. That's our engineer, Gary D., finding an appropriate song to bring us back to topic of termites here at Rosie on the House.
And before we get farther into the actual fused product, it's taking ingredients from Termidor and Primus. Let's spend a few minutes just on the history of the development of those two products, because it's actually a very interesting story and how it developed into today's marketplace.
Yeah, the the interesting thing about Termidor, Fipronil, it was actually invented by a French company about 40 years ago called Rome Polonc. And Rome Polonc was looking for a stage in the United States and had the opportunity to make an acquisition of a company called Union Carbide. And if you remember Union Carbide, I'm dating myself, but Robert Conrad would stand there with a battery on his shoulder and say, "I dare you to knock it off." And they were in the insecticide business. And Rome Polonc made an acquisition of Union Carbide, and then they've morphed into Rucel Bio and then into Adventus. And then the bottom line was that Bayer, who invented imidacloprid,
which is Premise,
purchased Rucel Bio or Adventus, and the FTC said you can't have both products. They then owned the Termidor and they owned Premise. And the Federal Trade Commission says, nope, you got to divest some of these products. And so BASF purchased the Fipronil molecule from Bayer for specific uses in the United States. So Bayer chose to keep imidacloprid and BASF chose to purchase Fipronil. And thus the two termiticides then started going head-to-head in the marketplace as the new technology about 20 years ago.
And in true rosy fashion, if I'm trying to fix a problem, I take if you're applying a little of this or a little of that, I just take a lot of both, throw them together in a jar, and give it to them. that may not be the best solution. Let's bring our.
There's a reason we don't mix our own pests. That's termicides.
That's
here.
A reason right. The state insecticide board still won't let me have a license. let's bring Dr. Janice Reed into the conversation, joining us from College Station, Texas, headquarters or an office of Control Solutions. Dr. Janice, thanks for joining us.
Howdy, guys. So I have to say if the label calls for an ounce or two, you use three. You guys, you're not going to make the bugs more dead. You're either going to kill them or you're not, right? So more dead or not, you're just going to kill them.
Well, we wanted to visit with you about that, and particularly the one dilemma I'm constantly challenged with from my homeowners who aren't wanting to put any chemicals in their house, but yet their homes are being eaten alive by termites. They talk about the chemical migration. They talk about it finding its way into my grapefruit orchard, my navel oranges and whatnot. Can you address that a little bit about homeowners' concerns about pouring these toxins in and around the ground around their house?
So anytime I have a customer who's concerned about pesticide use around their home, one of the things I tell them is you always have to look at the balance. You know, I'm not a proponent of going out and just willy-nilly spraying pesticides for no good reason. But when you start talking about your largest investment, which is your home or any structure for that matter, whether it be, your business or just any other structure that you've put up, you start talking about what is the value of that, and not just monetary value, but also sentimental value. And what am I going to do to protect it? There's almost always something you can do in addition to applying an insecticide or pesticide or termiticide or whatever you're using to help mitigate that problem. So, for example, we're talking about termites. When you have a termite problem, one of the first most important things you can do is look at your surrounding area and say, what is going on here that is encouraging those termites to live in and around my house? So do I have wood touching the soil? Do I have a moisture problem? Is there something going on in that environment that is encouraging those insects to want to live there? So that's one. And then two, maybe utilize a lower toxic pesticide. You know, again, as we move through time, you guys mentioned Chlordane. Chlordane was a very effective insecticide, but it had a lot of drawbacks. It hung around in the soil for literally decades. It didn't stay where you put it. You know, like there was some other drawbacks. And as we've moved forward, as we've learned, going through the whole pesticide story in the United States, we've developed pesticides that are better. You know, again, there's no such thing as a perfect pesticide. I truly wish there was, but for now, we don't have that perfect pesticide that only kills what we want it to kill. So what I always recommend to my customers is, A, hire a professional if you're really concerned, because these guys are trained and they've read these labels and they understand how to use these products. And then B, maybe look at using only what you need to use. So like, let's say you have termites and they're active only in one section of your home, and you know for a fact that's the only place that they're active. Maybe only apply in that area. Maybe only make a limited spot application. Now, obviously, this varies by state. Some states don't allow you to do this. But our
Interesting. So. Very good. And this is Dr. Janice Reed, the Technical Services Director for Control Solutions, joining us by phone. We've got Rob Ives here in studio and Mike Saldivar of Action Termite. We're going to continue talking termites. And I want to talk a little bit about what we have in our blog we posted this week, Mike, about those conditions conducive for termite infestation, what a homeowner might be able to do to deter them. More at Rosie on the House on termites when we get back.